We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Time for Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Hour number two, our last hour of the week. 869-1240 is the way to get us, and that's exactly what KU Pat has done.
KU Pat?
Pat, how are you?
I'm good. You may not like it after I'm done with this.
Pat, I've never held a grudge.
I know you do. I know you haven't. Couple things. If I would have, I almost called yesterday because I was so tired of hearing talking 4 days about...
Not four, two.
Whatever it was. I was ready to listen to David Beatty and Hawk Talk. That's how how frustrated I was.
Okay, I'm holding this grudge. Now you're pissing me off.
Okay, well, now this is really going to upset you. Now, you've said, would you say you were a good athlete in high school?
I was an average athlete. If okay. I'm telling the truth, I was a good baseball player, a decent basketball player who didn't want to guard anybody. That's about it.
Okay. Well, I've got a name for you to see if you're going to remember this. Do you remember a girl by the name of Julie Woodman?
Don't you dare go there, Pat.
Why? What? Who?
No, we're not talking about that, Pat.
Well, one of your classmates, I'm not going to mention his name, that graduated with you, told me all about your little tennis match.
What'd you do, get whooped by a girl again?
Apparently, and it was all over the newspaper. The Daily Reporter, was that the name of your paper at Derby?
I don't yes. remember.
Well, I couldn't
remember. I don't remember being in Derby.
Well, I had to give you a hard time. He wanted me to call you. He didn't have the guts to do it himself, and he wouldn't let me give you his name. He said you probably wouldn't. You thought he was a peon back then anyway.
Wow. So, anybody who's talking about that stuff 46 years later is a peon.
I would suggest maybe you work on your tennis game.
Thanks, Pat. Good to hear
from
you.
There's still time.
Here's Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Bob and Jeff.
What's up?
Just wanted to expand on both you and Joanna mentioned the Halstead tournament coming up next week.
One of my favorites.
We both love it.
My son is a player with Rose Hill, and I looked at the bracket the other day. The top six seeds have a combined record of 38-14 this year.
Who are they? Tell us who they are, Kevin.
Let's see. Number one is Andale. I believe two is Cheney, three is Minneapolis, four is Haven, Rose Hill is five, and Halstead is six.
That's good stuff.
Minneapolis, that's not a team you see in that tournament often.
Yeah, they actually last year was the first year they played in it.
Now, wait a minute, Kevin. Just hold on. I want you to hold on because,
yes, sir.
Jeff, where is Minneapolis, Kansas?
I think it's in the don't quote me on this. It's in the northern half of the state.
Northeast. North central Canada. Okay. You got the north.
I thought it was north central, but then I was thought, is that maybe I'm just thinking of Minnesota.
That's a good tournament, Kevin. Thanks for the call.
Come on up and check it out.
Listen, I don't want to make any guarantees. I know I'd like to. I'll just say that. I'd like to get to Halstead. I love that community, and I love that tournament. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, and it's a great gym.
Yeah, it is. And I also like Sedgwick. Can I just say that?
Never been to Sedgwick High.
I've been there, and I like it. I like Sedgwick.
I've been to a lot of high schools.
We used to be big in Sedgwick when we started.
Well, who says we're not still?
I don't know. I don't know that I don't hear from Sedgwick.
Raider Nate doesn't call anymore.
No, he's busy in college. You know, he's probably got a girlfriend.
Oh, at least one.
And, well, what do you mean at least one?
He's in college. He doesn't need to be settling
down.
You
had more than one girlfriend in college at a time? You're just breaking this now?
I wouldn't say that.
Really? That's how you rolled?
Not really.
Good grief. That's a terrible thing to say. I don't like that.
You know, kept my options open.
What other mid-season tournaments have I been to over the years? I don't know that I remember. El Dorado once, maybe.
I've been to El Dorado, McPherson, Valley Center, Halstead, Newton. I think that's only might be a boys' tournament, too.
You used to have a tournament here. There was a time when you had Southeast and Kansas City Wyandotte, and every other year they switched back and forth as to where that tournament was going to be. I remember covering one tournament at Wyandotte, which probably has more heritage and prestige than any school in the state for boys' basketball. And what an unbelievable atmosphere that was. That was when Wyandotte was not at its apex, but they were still darn good. And it was fun to go to Kansas City Wyandotte and cover a tournament.
Don't forget about Dodge City, the TOC, as they say. I've also covered the TIT, isn't that what it's called?
The Topeka Invitational Tournament, yes.
Yeah, I've covered that, Tom.
What are you, 11 years old?
Well, I'm just letting Tom know that I've covered the TIT.
That's something that you'd hear in sixth grade.
Well, here we are. I just wanted to let Tom
know. And on that note, here's Pastor Mike. It's weird how that works out.
It is kind of strange.
Why does that happen? At a moment when one of us has some, kind of walking that line, here you are.
Yeah, it want to be that barometer of what's going on. So, and I was calling when I dialed the first and still am to talk about tournament. When I coached for a number of years, man, I love those tournaments. Those hospitality rooms sometimes.
They were so good, aren't they?
Yeah, I kind of want to just pretend I am a coach still, just to go in there and get some of those. Halstead was a tournament that, did really good on that. And our girls,
I wonder if I go to Halstead if they'll let me in the hospitality room.
Well, it's hard telling. Depends on how you look. So
just make a lanyard or something and look official.
Something, make it look like it. Speaking of, now, this is long time planning in advance, so let me pick your brain for this thing. I am planning on going to the Chiefs when they go to the Super Bowl. I'm planning on going, and I want to be your correspondent for that.
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
Atlanta.
Okay, Atlanta.
Yeah, I've got my plans laid out, man.
Well, I listen, for that reason and that reason alone, I'm hoping that the Chiefs make it. I think it would be great for you to get to go to the Super Bowl.
Pastor Mike, do you have
wait a minute, I'm in the middle of talking,
booked?
Jeff.
You finished. You said it'd be great for him to go to the Super
Bowl. I'm in the middle of talking to him.
You finished the sentence. Go ahead.
No.
I didn't know you had more.
Answer his question about whether you have a hotel room.
Well, do you have a hotel booked?
Well, here's the deal. This is what you get for being a preacher of so many people over the years. One of my ladies, her grandson has a 3-bedroom home and said I can have 2 of those bedrooms if I need them. So I'm set.
Well, that's a heck of a deal. Now, would you drive or would you fly to Atlanta?
Well, we're still kind of waiting to see, and sometimes it gets...
Boy, you're jinxing this big time, by the way. I hope it happens for you, but man, it's going to be nerve-wracking.
It is going to be nerve-wracking the next couple of weeks, but it's got to happen sometime. And with Mahomes, I've never felt better. I mean, that guy's a wizard.
Understandably.
And I kind of consider this almost house money. Anything that happens now, I mean, I didn't expect him to be this well this year. I'm riding it and hopefully still do it, but I'm...
All right. Well, I think you'll be terribly disappointed if they don't make this happen, but that's just
that.
Me.
But it's true that he's young and all of our weapons are pretty young and under contract. And so, I mean, this isn't just a one flash in the pan deal. I can see us being ready to challenge here for a couple of years. But no, I'm like you. I want to get it done this year if possible because things can certainly change. But, yeah, I want to be your correspondent.
All right. We'll make it happen. Thanks, Pastor Mike.
You'll
be the guy we call upon if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl to give us the flavor of Atlanta.
A lot of snow tomorrow in Kansas City, apparently, forecasted.
I don't know if it's a lot.
4 to 6 inches.
Really? That's what you saw?
That's what
I didn't see that.
That's what was just reported.
Huh. By?
Well, ESPN is watching SportsCenter right now.
869-1240 is the number. We'd welcome your calls. Let's hear from Chiefs fans. I am so looking forward to that game tomorrow afternoon. It's almost like I'm a fan in some ways. I don't quite get it.
It's going to be an exciting game.
I'm just intrigued by Patrick Mahomes. How many Chiefs fans, how many people has Patrick Mahomes turned into Chiefs fans?
Probably a lot. He's that kind of personality. He's like a Steph Curry type where he just, it's so much fun to watch him.
And what does my Raider Nation brethren think about all this? Because the Chiefs obviously own this area anyway. Now it's like, where are my Raiders people? I've never seen a group of people.
What are they going to say?
Go silent like these people.
Well, they never really embraced you as one of their own. That's part of the issue. It started off hot, and then these were guys that were in the muck, in the trenches for a team that was terrible this year, and they may have felt abandoned to some degree.
So when it all comes down to it, and there is 6 inches of snow, who does that help? Anyone?
Indianapolis.
Really?
Yeah, because they run the ball better.
Well, they may run the ball better. Chiefs have some running.
Hines and Mack are better than Damian Williams and Spencer Ware.
Well, isn't Ware out for this game?
I thought he was playing, but don't quote me on that.
They'll get the field ready. There's not going to be snow on the field.
Well, if it's snowing, then you can't really avoid it. We'll see. I don't know what it's going to be like. I can't speak to the conditions.
I'm picking the Chiefs to win in a relatively low scoring game.
So you're like a 28-20. Got them covered.
I'm going to write that down.
I thought you said this would be an Indian. Did you pick the Chiefs yesterday?
Yes. Of course I did.
7-10 through Saturday in that area of the state. In
what's
Topeka.
Your pick?
I don't know. 31-20.
31. So you're basically copying my pick.
No, I've had that all week.
My pick for the NFC game is the Raiders. I'm sorry, the Rams, 34, Dallas 20. What about you?
This is which game? Rams-Cowboys?
Rams-Cowboys.
24-17 Rams.
Really? That close?
Yeah.
And that few of points?
I think so.
Interesting.
Rams don't scare me offensively.
Chargers-New England. I'm picking that one to be 27-17 Chargers. You?
31-26 Chargers.
31-26 Chargers. And Eagles-Saints. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Well, I like the Saints, too. But I've talked a big game for the Eagles. So I'm going to pick it to be 24-23 New Orleans. What about you?
Yeah, they're not going to be held to 24. Now the more that I think about this, there's no way Philly can keep up.
What's the score?
38-24.
There were no points scored in the wild card round. So that's why I think defenses come to the forefront in these kinds of games. Jim 35, you're on the show.
Yeah, good evening. I got about three things. What was the guy's name that was Ace is the place for Oakland? What was his name? The big supporter that made a lot of noise.
Max is trying to tell me, but I can't see Max. So,
John Madden? What are you asking?
Yeah, John Madden.
John Madden. The guy that did the Ace Hardwares. Okay.
Yeah.
You could have said, who's the legendary former coach? But
anyway, John Madden was the Gipper. And all you Oakland fans, you know, just lost him. You don't call on him or nothing anymore. I hear Madden or Raider stories all day, and when I ask about John Madden, they think that he's buried on the moon or someplace. They don't even think about him.
Well, John Madden, I don't think, has been in great health.
Well, it doesn't make any difference, but he's still the Gipper.
Okay. What's your second point?
It makes a bit of difference.
No, Jeff, what's your second point, Jim?
I slept in Douglas, Kansas, Wednesday night. And the next morning, Kansas City was on, and they got snow removal in the stadium. Snow removal in the parking lot. The snow will disappear faster than it falls from the clouds.
And
don't worry about the snow.
And your third point.
Your third point is the most important one. On the front page of the Lawrence Journal World, they have a flash of showing KU bouncing back, number one, but inside, all they had was two pictures from the first half. But in the case of the big comeback from K-State, they had the score listed with all the other scores across the nation. There was no report on K-State, even though it was a 6 o'clock game.
All right, Jim.
You can offload Jeff and get him in condition and so forth and be the K-State reporter for the Lawrence Journal World.
Well, we'll see if they have an opening. Thanks, Jim.
I don't want.
Here's
that,
Dennis. Dennis?
Yeah.
What's it like to follow Jim, Dennis?
Well, I tell you what, it makes no difference to me.
You can follow anybody.
Hey, heavy hitters are complete duds. It doesn't make me any difference because I'm going to fall in between anyway. The game up in Kansas City, if you believe the weatherman, is going to be snowing pretty hard. It's going to be freezing, and it's going to be the wind blowing 10 to 20 miles an hour. So them sound like pretty rough conditions for a team that doesn't run the ball like Kansas City. And I hear that Mahomes has a problem with smaller hands and holding on to the ball. So what will that cold weather and snow do to him? Now, Bob, I have a question for you before I leave.
Okay.
Do you, in your opinion, think that Coach Marshall will ever accept a pure scorer onto his team that doesn't play a lot of defense?
No.
Just an absolute great scorer.
That's a great question. My initial reaction was no, but I think I may be thinking of the old days and the new days in the American Conference. You probably would love to have somebody who could average 18 to 22 points per game. Now, listen, McDuffie's doing that this year, but we wouldn't call him a pure scorer. So I get what you're saying, and I'll say yes.
Well, I've seen so many teams this year that they have one really great scorer that doesn't play that much defense. In fact, even with Memphis, I've been keeping my eye on them for obvious reasons. They have a little bitty guard. He can't play defense, but by golly, he can shoot the ball, and when he's on, he's something else. I think already as a freshman, he's had 4 or 5 20-plus point games.
Thanks, Dennis. Yeah, I agree with you. Here's what I think about the American that's different than the Valley, obviously. You've got to score. You're playing against better players. They're harder to guard. So the defensive-minded coach that Greg Marshall is never going to change that mindset. But I think you have to adapt to this conference and the better players you're seeing. And if you have to sacrifice a smidge of defense to score,
probably have to do that.
I think you got to do that, don't you?
Probably. And you can certainly find defenders who are as athletic as the opposing team's best scorers, but that's a difficult task.
You got to score, man.
You can find more athletic Tekel Cottons. I mean, you could.
Well, not more athletic. More
faster
players with ability to score. There's nobody more athletic than Tekel Cotton. Are you serious? I'm seriously having.
He played Indiana and got switched off their best score. Some of those were just too fast for Tekel Cotton.
Well, no, not. But who was that kid at Indiana?
Yogi Ferrell.
Yeah, he's in the NBA.
Right.
It's not that. Listen, Tekel, you're not finding anybody more athletic than Tekel Cotton.
A more athletic defender.
Oh, my goodness.
Who can keep up with smaller players.
If you're listening, Shocker fans, I'll give you permission
he's
now.
He's a physical guy. He's more physical than athlete. He was a great athlete, but he was a more physical player.
I'm going to turn my mic off. Here's Jeff Lutz with his description of Tekel Cotton.
Fantastic athlete, but a more physical defender. He wasn't just chasing guys around and keeping up with smaller guards who were faster. He just wasn't. Thank you.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Tekel Cotton wasn't the guy to guard the other team's point guard. But he was a lockdown defender.
In the Valley.
Nationally.
No.
They went to the Final Four with Tekel Cotton guarding the other team's best player.
And he got switched off.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he
did. One game. He didn't get switched off. Goodness
he
gracious.
He was a fantastic Valley player.
And
I don't know.
That helped the team get to the Final
right.
Four.
I don't know if he would be day in and day out in an American Conference elite defender.
Of course he would.
I don't believe
absolutely.
It. I don't know. I don't
not
know.
Not a question. Clint, you're on the show.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I'm going to give you my prediction for the four games this weekend. I think you got the Saints by a pretty good margin. The Chargers, I think, are going to make a little bit of upset. And
that's not an upset.
Okay.
The Chargers beating the Patriots, in my opinion, isn't an upset. They're a better football team. They've established
that. Well, it's a gambling upset. It's the line favors the Patriots.
Whatever.
Okay. The Rams, and then, of course, you got a Chiefs win.
What's the score going to be in the Chiefs game, Clint?
I'm saying it's probably going to be 31 to probably 23.
So 8 points. All right. All right. We'll hold you to it, Clint. We'll see if that turns out to be right. We'll take a break because I need to get some air.
You know I'm right.
I know you're wrong. I've never known you were more wrong about Tekel Cotton. I covered the kid for his entire career at Wichita State.
He was a great defender in the Valley.
Jeff, they went to the Final Four.
Right. They won
four
games.
Wasn't he there the following year when they went 35-0? I mean, he was their lockdown defensive player. Back
in the
moment, you're listening to The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.